Today's reflection is titled, Be Comforted, God Sees You. A few years ago, a friend of mine got married. Shortly after she got married, her family and close friends joined her in praying so she could have a child of her own because she had some fertility challenges. She conceived shortly after her marriage, but sadly miscarried after a few months, much to the dismay of all. Thankfully, a year after that, she conceived, and this time delivered successfully. In Genesis 16, we are told that Sarai, the wife of Abram, was barren. Consequently, she thought it wise that Abram should have her maidservant Hagar as his wife, for perhaps he may be able to have a child by her. She discussed this with Abram, and he took Hagar to be his wife, and she conceived. Unfortunately, when Hagar realized that she was pregnant, she despised her mistress Sarai. As such, Sarai dealt harshly with her, and she fled from her presence. The angel of the Lord found Hagar by a spring of water in the wilderness. After inquiring from her what she was doing there, the angel asked her to return and submit to her mistress. He prophesied to her that her descendants would be greatly multiplied. He confirmed that she was pregnant and told her that she had to call her son Ishmael because the Lord had heard her affliction. After that experience, Hagar gave God a name, the Lord who sees me, Genesis chapter 16, verse 13. God sees us and is always there during our affliction. He says, when we pass through the water, it will not sweep over us, and when we pass through the fire, we will not be burnt. Isaiah chapter 43 verses 2-3. He is Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is there. Ezekiel chapter 48 verse 35. Whenever we feel battered and weary, we should turn to him for strength, for he is able to increase our strength. Not only that, but we would mount up with wings like eagles. We'll run and not be weary. We'll walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Let's pray. Father, thank you for seeing my pain and struggle. I know that you are with me through it all and that you will bring me through. Amen. Let's reflect. Take a moment to ponder on the thought that God is not isolated from our struggle and pain, but that he sees us and is with us. Write down what that means to you and how that makes you feel. Today's scripture for reflection is Genesis chapter 16, verse 13. Then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me, for she said, have I also here seen him who sees me? Today's reflection has been brought to you by floodlightsdaily.com. Do follow us on our social media handles, floodlightsdaily, on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. Shalom.